the person needs to acknowledge that we have some challenges going on in the county as it relates to our youth. The behavior is very consistent with the gang, so I sort of called it what it is, what we think it is. And to not only acknowledge it, but start to lay out what we believe to be a strategy for addressing it. And not just a law enforcement strategy, because I think I explained that in the letter, that this doesn't call for a law enforcement solution. It calls for a community solution. And we're one small bit. And the other thing is for us all to stand up as a community, accept responsibility for our actions moving forward, and sort of coordinate those actions so we can have maximum effect.
Now, I understand, though, you outright said this was, and some people don't want to hear it, but you did say this is, we have a gang problem in Washtenaw County. Is that correct?
Yes, I did say that. I'm a straightforward person, and when you look at the behaviors, and you align the behaviors up against the behaviors of known gangs, they're the same behaviors. So I think for too long, because we have been concerned about image and other things, we have failed to call it what it is. And I don't think we can be entirely successful unless we make our assessment of the behavior that we see, put that up against behaviors of gangs or whatever you want to call it, and said, those are consistent behaviors. Now let's employ a strategy to address those behaviors. I think the first step is to acknowledge what we're facing.
So if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck?
Exactly. It's a duck. Exactly.
But how long do you think that the Washtenaw County or Ypsilanti area has had this problem?
So last year, we had the homicide last year. And we started to look at some of the young folks, just people in general that were involved, and we saw some behavior that was very similar to gang behavior, but not in its entirety. So we called it cliques or groups, loose affiliations. This year, we see some of those same behaviors, but more intense and more consistent. So I would say they have evolved over the last 12 to 18 months. Where now I think we're at a point where we have to identify what we're seeing as gang. I will readily admit I'm not a gang expert, but the folks that my staff has talked to say the behavior that we're seeing is consistent with gang behavior, so we're identifying it for what we believe it to be.
We're talking to Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, and you had said earlier that you believe the solution to this is a community solution. How do you envision that happening?
So a couple things. First off, we have to educate the community in terms of what we see. I've gotten phone calls from other folks, from people in the community that are afraid, that are responding to rumor and other things that they're hearing. So the first thing I think we need to do is say, look, here from our professional perspective is what we see. And here from, again, historically we have seen that this kind of law enforcement response is most effective in addressing those behaviors. Along with that, we bring in and say, we've also seen that the kind of response that we're asking for from a community standpoint is the kind of response we need for a long-term solution. If I may, I'll just say this. I think we all know and should acknowledge that the root of most crimes is not people are born with this predisposition towards crime. It's sort of the behavior evolves because of more than anything else, socioeconomic conditions. Socioeconomic conditions that are the byproduct of lack of employment, lack of education, lack of overall community guidance, and I include parents as a part of that. We haven't spoken a lot about it, but we have reached out to the schools. And if you know, the Sheriff's Office and MCPD's relationship with the new YCS has been very, very consistent and very good for the last year and a half. And not just from an enforcement standpoint, but we're trying to mentor and connect with these kids. So I believe my concern has always been that we believe that there are simple and solutions to simple problems. This is not a simple problem. It's a complex problem that I think requires thoughtfulness, a willingness to take some risk, some courage both politically and from a community standpoint, and a commitment to see this through the long haul. We didn't get here overnight. We will not get out of this overnight. We can't sustain our deployment numbers for a long period of time. So we're just trying to really, forgive my pun here, arrest the situation right now, give people some breathing room, to still some of the fear, to replace rumor and myth with fact, and then say, okay, folks, as a community, let's sit down and start the strategic planning approach to really building a strong and sustainable community.
And Sheriff Clayton, are you talking to just the Ypsilanti area or all of Washtenaw County?
Well, this message is to all of Washtenaw County. Now, right now, obviously, the behaviors that are causing us the most concern are in the more the eastern region, so Ypsilanti City, Ypsilanti Township, Superior Township. And I've heard people say, well, you know, Jerry, you said that the county has a gang problem, but the behavior is restricted to just this small region. When last I checked, we succeed as a county, we fail as a county. There is no way that we can be and reach our maximum potential as a county if there's a significant region in our county that is struggling and not successful. It's just not real. And I'll just give you the example with heroin. Heroin may come in a certain part and may be visible to people in a certain part of the county, but we have a heroin issue and a challenge throughout our entire county. So our job from a sheriff's office is to look at the county perspective and to call it like we see it. I think that is the definition of leadership, understanding that some may agree and some might not agree, but we shouldn't shy away from stepping up and saying, look, this is the path that we believe the entire county should follow.
Okay, so residents, gun violence, gang violence, how concerned should they feel and what should they do to combat the problem?
So we didn't say this for people to go out and throw all out panic. I will still say that our county is a very safe county. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have some violence. So what should they do? They should be aware of their surroundings. They should always operate with a degree of situational awareness, which more than anything else is, you know where you are, understand your environment, don't get distracted by the technology, you know, walking down the street on your phone, not looking at your environment. And that could be anywhere. If you look in our county, we've had crime everywhere. It's just been a lot of the crime we're talking about now has been concentrated in a lot of areas. So we would say this. The other thing I would say is this, look out for your neighbor. Look out for your neighbor. You know when your neighbor's going on vacation. Exchange information with them. Watch their house when they're not at home. They'll watch yours when you're not home. Look out for our young folks if they're out in the street. And commit to trying to take at least one person under your wing that may be at a point of struggle in making decisions and try to guide them on the right path.
Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
You're welcome. Thank you.